This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is MUT Radio, Shape and Own Your Future. That is Freeman Kumede with the song titled Essence, Time and Chance. What a beautiful song that is right there, actually. And right now we do have Freeman Kumede on the line. And just more about Freeman Kumede. He is a music creator specializing in vocals and bass guitar. He is in an interesting journey of establishing himself with a unique sound which is not bound or restricted by genre, yet musical, expressive, and is guaranteed to have many individuals related. Now, he has also done live shows with a full band, performing his music material, and have done music workshops as well. He does have music that has been released that is available through all digital platforms, and has also had the pleasure of having his voice and bass playing featured on the great works by some artists such as DJ Lee Soul, Beast RSA, Rear Black, Deep Console, just to name a few as well. Now, we do have Freeman Kumede, and we're going to be chatting to him right about now. Pakatwai?
Yes, sir.
Niyaphila kodwa buthi?
Hayi, siyaphila, singezwa kunini.
Hayi, sikhona mfethu. Thank you for actually being here on the interview. Thank you for taking the interview. This is MUT Radio, and welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. I appreciate it.
Now, can you tell us more about Freeman Kumede, and actually how did he get into music?
Unkululeko Freeman Kumede, that is me. I was born in a small town called Edududu in the south coast of KZN. Mm. So I grew up in a family that, you know, was just saturated with music. So I kind of very the thing of Gatulwa and J, all those things. And then when I grew up here, I you know, started school, and also Mankula. I was in the choir at the church. Yeah. And so after singing in the choir, before I started picking up bass, I used to play like drums using tins, cans and stuff and pots. Yeah, so I used to play that outside a choir. It started singing, and then so the actual love to grab an instrument and be interested in the music as the career started at church when I started singing in the choir. And after that, the rest was history.
Oh, wow. Nice to hear that, actually. And I think that we said it's a song doing with many singers. I think that's good news. And then, what is your sound, actually, and why did you decide to choose the sound that you are actually carrying right now? Because I did see in your bio that you said it's not necessarily bound to one genre. So how would you describe it, and like, what made you choose that sound?
As much as, you know, as creatives, we always try to come up with something different and something that defines us. You know, they call it, you know, a niche, you know, something that that is you, you know. But we can't run away from the fact that there are influences around us, you know. Musically, I always say that I get influenced, or I got influenced by artists like Randy, Afro Traction, and also a little bit of Jacob Collier. So from my own vision, I had to think that I don't want to, you know, restrict the type of music that I do, as like a certain genre, but I just wanted to be an expression of me, an expression of myself, you know, just me presenting myself to the people and to the world, you know what I mean? So, I don't want it to, like I said, I don't want it to be a certain genre per se, But there are influences around, you know, based on what I listen to and all the experiences around me.
Oh, yeah, definitely hear that. I definitely hear that. And then you also had live shows with a full band, I think, with Freeman and the Freemen.
Could
you please tell us more about that, maybe the experience about it and actually how it came about.
Okay. Well, that one came when I was in UKZN. Yeah. So I studied at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, a Bachelor of Music. So the nice thing about that is exposure, you know. Going to varsity, it helped with being discovered or recognized by a lot of people, you know, like in the music scene, even the lecturers that were teaching me there. I started working with them. So eventually I was like, oh, how about I start something of my own, you know. Actually, there's a guy, he passed on now, made so recently. His name is Oliver. He used to own a place, a Kids Rainbow. Like a place for live music,
So he approached me,
He approached me this one time, and then I was like, yo, dude, I've been seeing you sessioning with a lot of musicians. Don't you want to do something of your own? And then from there, that's when I was like, oh, okay, you know, actually, I'm interested, you know. So I just gave a name, Freeman and the Freeman, because it is just something that came into my mind. You know, I always sometimes just say things randomly, but this one kind of, you know, stayed ever locked in. So yeah, that's where it started. And yeah, the experience was amazing. I mean, it's always good to work with other musicians, and you know, I was able to also present my own compositions. And you know, when you give your compositions to other people, they take them, and you know, you hear them a bit differently. You got that. It's also like a development, and just, you know, just working with other people, it's just amazing.
I definitely hear you. Now, you do have music that you have released, you have been featured also, but before we get into that, I'd just like to know, since you've also done like a live band performance and more shows, which one would you go for? Release music without performances, or performances only without releasing music?
Yeah, that is tricky, but not so tricky. It is tricky though. I'm just gonna make up a small thing about it. Okay. Releasing music, obviously, it will reach, you know, across the world. Kodwa, if you're just doing performances, I mean, you can still do tours and stuff. But I mean, I think both these things are important, but if I were to choose, I would choose performing it live. I mean, at least maybe someone is going to be with their phones, they're taking videos, and then they will upload them.
Now, you've been featured by the likes of DJ Lee Soul, Beast RSA, you know, just to name a few. From these features, which one was your favorite to work on? Which one do you think I am on this one? It's definitely a banger.
Okay. All right, let me put it this way. Okay, the one that I feel like it's a banger, and you know, I always try to explain myself so that, you know, everything sits well. The latest one with DJ, Deep Console. So that one, the reason why I feel like it's a banger, it's because it's the latest one. So over the years, I've been growing, you know. I'm not saying now I'm tired, obviously not. But I feel like this one, since it's my latest work, you know, I feel like, you know, there's more input that I was able to based on the experiences or the lessons I learned from the past double works that I've done as feature. So yeah, that's my favorite one. It's called Don't Get Me Wrong. So it's Deep Console, featuring Freeman Kumede, Don't Get Me Wrong. Yeah, that one is my favorite right now.
Danko, Don't Get Me Wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not getting you wrong. Don't worry.
Please, make sure.
It's fine. Now, with these features that you've done, who else would you like to work with moving forward?
Hey, man. A very good question. Yeah, well, I still would love to work with Afro Traction. Being an SA, I would love to work with Afro Traction. Yeah. I feel like, you know, there's something that can happen, you know, like, you know, him being one of my inspirations, you know, it would be like a dream come true to have a song with him, you know. I feel like it would really be an amazing experience for me. So, yeah, for now, let me just name him, Jay, and just leave it there, yeah.
Nice, number one. And now you do have two singles, and I believe there's an EP coming out. Could you tell us about the two singles that you have, Essence? What inspired the writing behind Essence?
Essence, which I released last year, it was inspired by, okay, so there's this thing of, you know, lately, if you can check, Guti, Abo, there's he has dominated this thing of mental health issues, and Nazo's footage, they are influenced cool by, you know, social media sometimes, when people see others, you know, who seem to be moving forward, and where they feel stagnant, where there's nothing working for them. You know?
Yeah.
So it was an anxiety. It would be, okay, well, now I'm getting old. What is it that is there for me? Yeah, so the song, I was writing it to just, you know, encourage people that, you know, there's time for everything, you know, like there's time and chance for everything and for everyone. So don't look at other people and feel like somebody when I'm building now or they are being successful and when I'm selling or there is a positive bridge, Kuruma would be, you know, you must stay in your own lane because you were born alone. But we have to think you summarize, right? You're born alone and you have your own goals that were to chase, and just go straight to your goals. Don't look at other people on your side. Right? So it was just a thing of encouraging people, and also because it has happened to me, right? It was still me expressing myself, would say, hey, you know what, let me just get out of this shell and just go and pursue my dreams, you know what I mean? So that is the whole inspiration around the song.
Wow. I think this is the best inspirational message that we've had this week. Thank you so much for that one. And then with Happy, I think that's that's your second single with the Just to Happy. What is it talking about, actually?
Well, Happy is my latest one. I think it is recently, last month. Basically, it came from, okay, this year around June, I lost a friend of mine, you know. We had just moved to Joburg. We actually moved around the same time. Yeah, well, not necessarily like together, but we did a lot of work together this side. We used to go to Varsity with him, and we worked in Durban a lot with him. May his soul rest in peace. So he was very close to me, and I remember that, you know, before he passed, you know, there's a lot that we were talking about, and he shared some stories about, you know, his mental health issues. So, and, you know, even asked me to pray for him, and, you know, I tried to reach out to some other friends and such guys that tried to, you know, sometimes then you try everything that you can, you know. And then, unfortunately, he eventually passed on. I'm not going to go into many details on how he passed on and stuff.
Yeah.
But, and then from there, I mean, I won't lie, I was really hurt for a long time. And I mean, even now, you know, it's still fresh, you know. So I just got inspiration to write a song about, you know, how was he feeling when going through all these things, and how do other people feel, you know, this thing of just being depressed. And sometimes the depression comes from the experiences you had when you're still young, or whatever it is that is happening around you, you know, and your cry inside is just, you just want to be happy, you know, you just don't want any troubles, you don't want any anxiety, no depression, you just want to be happy. So it was an expression from anyone who just feels like, you know, they've just had enough, and it's just a lot that we are going through, and the cry from our hearts is just to be happy, you know, we just want to be happy. And that's just, the song is as simple as that. There's no complications in the song. It's just a simple message, and it was delivered in a very, you know, simple way in the music, as the music. So that's just all about the song,
Wow, thank you for that. I did see the artwork of the song. And, you know, I saw it's kind of contradicting with happy, and then it's just all black, just happy written over over there. That's beautiful work over there, definitely. Now, tell us about your debut EP. What can we expect from the EP?
Well, okay, we're with the EP, and I'm still going on the same route. I just want to express myself as I am, you know. So with the EP, I'm putting there, okay. Well, when I started at UKZN, because I was studying jazz and stuff, so I do also have some jazz pieces that I've worked on and stuff. So there are some of them, I've touched them just to give them the feel that I feel like I'm coming with, from myself, apart from it being jazz and stuff. Yeah. So in that EP, I just want to fuse a lot of things like that I've done, obviously not all of them, but a lot of work that I've done over the years, and just revisiting them, so it's just going to be a lot of, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm just there again, presenting my sound as a body of work, from the few songs that you've heard, with EP, there's even going to be like greater songs that will just, because I'm not going to do it alone, I'm just going to gather the team to work on it, so that it can, I can be able to share my thoughts and have people interpret them the way, something that will also relate to me, the person who's just going to be doing this project. So it's just going to be a fusion of things that will also, I've seen, but it will come as one ball of work that is going to be a representation of me.
Nice. We definitely cannot wait. Now, where do we find you on the socials so that we can see your release dates and all?
Oh, yes. On Instagram, I am Freeman_Gumede. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, my Facebook page is Freeman Gumede. Pretty much everything like that. Twitter is Freeman_Gumede.
Oh, yeah.
What am I missing? TikTok. And TikTok is Freeman_Gumede. YouTube, Freeman Gumede. Yeah, it's just that actually across all social media platforms.
Nice. Thank you so much for taking on the interview, and all the best with the EP. The way you explained it, we definitely cannot wait to hear it. Thank you so much for taking on the interview, and all the best moving forward.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.